LLCs, Limited Liability Companies. This is a no-brainer. Robert Kiyosaki, the Rich Dad team, and I always hit on this topic because it is so important. Keep all your properties in separate limited liability companies, LLC. An LLC is a legal entity that protects your personal assets should a legal issue arise with your property. The advantage of an LLC over other legal entities is that it is relatively inexpensive to set up, and there is little cost and effort to maintain one. Yet when it comes to real estate, it provides the same kind of protection a corporation would. The procedures for setting up an LLC vary from state to state, and while you could certainly set one up yourself, I encourage you to contact your local attorney and work with them to make sure your LLC is set up properly and that you have every protection provided to you by the law. Another option is to pick up Real Estate Advantages by Garrett Sutton, www.sutlaw.com, a fellow Rich Dad advisor and an excellent attorney who offers expert advice on the legal aspects of real estate investing. Forms. As I discussed previously, you should always document every aspect of your resident interactions. When it comes to your word versus your resident's word, you never want to have to say, "But I told you." Residents have an incredible ability to hear and remember only what is convenient for them. How could you really possibly remember every detail of every conversation you've had with your residents? There is nothing worse than the feeling of knowing you've been had by a resident because you didn't document a conversation or provide written notification. Here's another Rich Dad tip. As a property manager, one of the most empowering things you can say is, "Read your lease." There are many forms that you should have on hand at all times. Leases. Addendums to the lease, for example, pets and parking. Move-in, move-out forms. Community policies and procedures. Resident conversation logs. All manner of legal notices. As discussed previously, get these from your attorney. And traffic logs to keep track of potential residents. Samples of all these forms can be viewed at my website, kenmcelroy.com. Also, if you are a member, you can get standard forms from your local multi-housing associations or from the National Apartment Association. These forms are guidelines. Each community will have its own individual needs. Make sure to adapt forms to fit those needs. Now, take out your list I asked you to make at the beginning of this chapter and compare your details to mine. We'll cover the time commitment all this takes in another chapter. I'll bet yours is missing some of the items covered here. Don't worry, that's to be expected. It's taken years for me to learn all this, and I'm glad to share it with you.